29 minutes past the hour. It's the Russ Parr Morning Show. All right. I'm going to tell y'all to do something. If you got kids in the car, you might want to tune away and go to another station. But I got to talk about this because it is an issue. I'll wait for a second here. All right. All right, here we go. Do you tell the truth about Santa? Because I'm telling you, man, I got so many people. We had the big debate the other day about Santa being white or whatever and so on and so forth. But at what point do you just tell the truth? Because a lot of people were calling him out. I don't want somebody getting credit for the hard work of me buying Christmas toys for my kids. I mean, how long do you keep up the myth? Is it important that we just go ahead and tell the truth? You know? I don't know. Give me a call. 1-877-727-7746. 50 minutes past the hour, time for the people poll, and we're talking about Santa Claus. All right, all you young kids, you know, turn down the radio. And do we tell the truth about it? I mean, I think that's the big question here this morning, is because I got so many people who are like, man, I just work hard all year, get my kids toys and stuff. Why do I got to give this fictitious person, you know?
I don't think it's that much of a problem, but I say that you just really tell them the reason for the season, where it came from.
Gotcha. Good morning. Hello.
Yes, good morning. First of all, I do tell the truth. I mean, I let them think what they want to think up to a certain point, but like I told them, Daddy is Santa Claus, and if you see Mom and Kishner, don't get alarmed. So that's what it is.
Wow. You know, gotcha. Russ, I'm one of those parents who likes magic, and me and my kid will make up stories in the grocery store like, oh my gosh, what if she is from The Hobbit? What if she's a mogul? What if she's a mogul? You know, I like magic, and yeah. So for
TJ?
TJ 17.
Okay, I'm just saying.
But I did tell him once you stop believing, you stop getting presents. Oh, so if you try to tell your little brother,
you're wrong.
It's a party.
Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Yes, do we tell the truth?
Well, I think at some point, at some age you do, but I tell my daughter, Santa doesn't come for free. So if Santa didn't get money from mommy, mommy has to go to work to pay Santa to provide the toys that you get. And we started doing that at a younger age just because she didn't want me to never leave to go to work. And I'm like, I have to go to work. I have to pay Santa. So as a result, she knows that mommy goes visit Santa to give Santa the money.
What kind of convoluted?
Yeah, somebody
wait a minute.
I like that.
Itch better have my money. Yeah. What kind of Santa you got over there?
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
I say go ahead and tell them when they ask, because if you keep the lie up, then they're going to think you lied about everything.
See, that's
else.
What scares
yeah,
me.
That's why I brought
that's
up the question.
That's what scares me is when they say, you know what I always say? Santa's real if you think he's real.
Right.
That's what I say. If you believe Santa's real, then he is. If you believe he's not, then he's not. So yeah. That's what it is.
Just let him find out on her own.
Yeah, but you know what? That could be devastating to some kids. You know, it really can. Good morning. Hello.
Russ, let me tell you something. It's Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
My kids, they don't believe now, but I always allowed them to believe in Santa because if I couldn't afford it, it wasn't my fault that you didn't
you
get
know?
It. Was
you ain't, and you was bad. And you was bad all year. That's why.
Stevie writes, I found out earlier about Santa. It takes away from the real message, right? I still want gifts, though. Big Sexy says, I kept it until my oldest found my stash and he told the other kid.
Wow. Tweet, tweet.
The Real C Book says, I think you have to preserve a kid's childhood as much as possible, but as with all things, eventually they outgrow them. Q Gayton says, my mom made me believe, but it did upset her because I praised him and she was doing the hard work making Christmas possible.
Good morning, hello.
What's up, Russ? It's Loso.
Yo, what's happening, man? What you think?
Man, what's happening? Hey, you know, the deal is, actually, let me say this first. Kids are smarter than what we parents really think they are. Dude, to be honest with you, so I think as they get older, they kind of know. You know what I'm saying? So, like, with my son, I think he understands that Santa is not really a true person that actually comes to your house, but he knows of what Christmas is about and what Santa means.
How old is your son? How old?
He's 11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to J-Book. But anyway, you know, so the thing about it with me and my wife is that we treat them, you get good things when you get good grades, you know, and all that. And Christmas is always the stuff that you normally don't get throughout the year. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's about what it really represents. And then your kid, as they get older, they know ain't no big, fat, jolly man coming down some chimney.
All right. Tweet, tweet.
One-Eyed Willie 4869 says, let them dream. It's fun seeing the look on their face this time of the year. My daughter went crazy over the Elf on the Shelf. We got the Elf on the Shelf, too. Let's see. Dave the Dude says, I haven't told my 7-year-old, but he kind of already knows. Really, that early? I remember at 7, I found my parents hiding a place, finding a place to hide gifts. I was sad. Oh. See, 7's so young. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, let's have a little magic.
Yeah, it's magic.
No, not that.